We're looking at number 68, which is a model that talks about our roles in life, mission, vision. Now, look at it this way. How do you live your life as a calling from God? For instance, the lowest level of life, as far as I'm concerned, is a role, playing the part. This is where your expectations of others determine your action. Well, I know I've had a pastor one time come to me and says, you know, for a couple years now, I've just been role-playing. I've just been playing the part of a pastor. It has been nothing else. What the people expect in the church is what I am. I do what they expect me to do. I really haven't had any level of calling above role-playing. But you can go to a higher level. Second level up is a vision. Vision is seeing what God wants to do through my ministry. Capturing a glimpse of what God is calling me to do through my life. What is it that God wants to do through your ministry, in your church, in your local situation, as a layman or as a minister? What is God trying to do? When you capture a vision, it lifts you out of role-playing. It lifts you out of just filling a job or living for others' expectations, and moves you on a vertical plane of living up to God's expectations rather than merely others' expectations. But there's a higher level of living, and that is a mission. It's more than playing a role. It's even more than capturing a vision from God. It's when you begin to define your life wedge in terms of a worthwhile cause. It's a calling. When you begin to feel a sense of destiny. What is the worthwhile cause that you can give your life to? What is your life wedge we talked about early? That's your mission in life, where you feel a kind of urgency about accomplishing your mission, so that you say, I have come to the kingdom for just such a time as this. This is what God has called me to do, so that you have a certainty, a sense of destiny, a sense of calling, a sense of mission in your life. This is even greater than being a man or woman of vision, to be a man or a woman who has a vision from God, but a mission to men. But I think there's even a higher level than that. Once you've moved out of role-playing, once you've captured a vision from God and He's given you a mission in life, to move to the level of a quest. A quest, which is the giving over of your entire life to an adventure, to a journey of epic proportion, where you're totally absorbed with life, where your obsession is to accomplish your mission, where your entire life is this great journey for God's sake. What an exciting way to live. Some people are just seeking money. They might get at a level or two in that, but I'll tell you that what you and I have to give our life for is worth a great lifelong epic journey. Move up on those levels.